Monday, September 28, 2015, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting, 3:02 p.m.
Will you please stand? Call the Board of Commissioners in order. Please join me for the Flag of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Court roll, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
I make a motion to excuse Richard McNair.
Second.
Motion to excuse McNair from the meetings today by Lott, seconded by Roddy. Call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. Appearing after the Open Meeting Act is posted in the West Wall near to the entrance of the County Board Meeting Room and is available by review by all citizens in attendance. Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes, September 14 and 21st, 2015. Approval of the claims, of the payroll claims. Approval of the accounts payable claims. And approval of the official reports. I did review, and with the help of Commissioner Law, the accounts payable and the claims, and it seems to me everything is in order, so I need a motion to accept this consent agenda item. Approve the consent agenda
item. So moved.
I'll second it, Tony.
Moved by Commissioner Biscay and second Commissioner Law to approve the consent agenda items. Call roll, please.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Motion carry. All business. Discussion and action with the contingencies regarding to the City of South Sioux City request for $1.2 million county money to be spent in Veterans Drive. Development, redevelopment, arterial street project.
Did you say old business or very old business?
Very old business.
All right. I just want to make sure you clarified that.
I want to make sure that we're not going to take any actions today, but I'm open for discussions of this, all agenda items. The reason I'm not going to take any action on this, because I said it before, I need all the commissioners to be present so everybody can vote on this issue. So we're open for discussion at this point.
I think there's some discussion that needs to take place, but I think if you want to... Is this going to be a tabled item? Or we just...
For the next,
yes.
For the next meeting.
So I think once we're all here, then the discussion can... I think there's some... among us right now, there's some discussion and some concerns that we want to talk about. But I just assume wait till everyone's here to do that. Myself.
Even discussions?
Yes. Unless you guys want to bring something up now. I do not want to.
About the rest of our board members, as you feel the same way?
Well, there are probably some things here that do need to be discussed, and probably Commissioner McNair should be part of it. He needs to hear these things too. And I
definitely,
yeah, I think I agree with Scott. Maybe we should kind of table it, just
okay,
a discussion at the next meeting.
Let's do that. So we table that first item, the old business, for the next meeting, 2 weeks from today, which is
October 12th.
Yeah, October 12th. Like Bill said, there's stuff that's come up in this agreement that wasn't in there, or
right,
wasn't agreed upon, and now it's in there. And
we need to discuss that in the next meeting. Okay. All right, yeah. If we're going to table that for the next meeting, we need a motion.
So move.
Table.
I'll second it.
Moved by Commissioner Roddy and second by Commissioner Biscay to table that all business item A for the next meeting, October 12th. Call roll, please.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion carried. Okay. Item D on the all business. B, excuse me. Discussions regarding 190th Street right away between Highway 77 and the Missouri River to affect a road for the City of South Sioux City wastewater treatment plant. Okay. what the board wants to do on this.
I think we need to hear some facts from Jerry here, probably, I would think.
Yeah. Jerry, please.
Facts or fiction, one of the two. And Alyssa, of course.
Yeah, basically, I just want to reiterate the fact that we're just kind of looking for some information and considering our options for this particular site. We've considered a few different options, which are shown in this map that I've provided. And I have extra copies of it, too, if anybody else would like to review it. But we're just looking at what our options are in terms of 190th Street. And Jerry Ripley with JEO has been very helpful in looking into that information and looking into the issue of whether or not that street was ever abandoned or vacated and kind of where we go from there.
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yes, and thank you for allowing us to be here again today. And I know that Joan was doing some research, and I'm kind of curious to see if the county came up with any information, because I think that's really what we're looking for. Then, is there any specific information that was recorded anywhere that would indicate what the status of the road is at this time? So we know historically at one point it was actually opened. Beyond that, was it ever vacated or abandoned? That is not really clear. And at least in the research that I did, and I did go back when Mr. Cramper was here at the last meeting, he mentioned somewhere in the 1940s that maybe there was the road had been closed. I did go back through the commissioner's records from 40 through 42, and believe me, it has a lot of material to go through there. There's a lot of typewritten stuff and a lot of detail. I did not find anything in there. I'm not saying that there couldn't have been something in there, but there's a lot of information, and it was pertaining to what you guys do every, you know, elections, budget, keeping the bridge open between South Sioux City and Sioux City, a lot of things of that nature. So I didn't see anything pertaining to any kind of discussion for a vacation or a resolution pertaining to a closure or abandonment of that road. So that's really what I was kind of looking for. A lot of times when there is some kind of a vacation done on a road, it would show up a lot of times in the Register of Deeds office, kind of on the side of the entries in the recorder's books, where it could say this and vacated, blah, blah, blah. There wasn't anything in there to indicate that it had ever been vacated or abandoned. So I think really what we're asking then is if there is... What the county's feelings are on it, whether it is still an open road then, and if it is, I guess that's what the one question we wanted to have addressed first and foremost, and then beyond that, depending on what the answer to that question is, then we'd like to discuss the next component of it, which would be if it is a road, can we, and if there's legitimate county right-of-way there, can we go ahead and would the county be willing to participate in doing something to improve that road?
And a few of us talked to Alyssa during, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but as far as on the dollar amount, you know, who's going to absorb all the cost, you know, the right-of-way expense, you know, maintaining the road. Fred, what dollar amount did you come up with?
Without actually knowing where the survey mark is in our 66-foot right-of-way, which would have to be surveyed, engineered to see where your road is going to go, plus the building, maintaining, I'm just estimating it $2 to $4 million in the buying of the right-of-way.
As an engineer, can you see that?
The buying of the right-of-way pretty well shows you that the county does not own it. They can open a road on a section line, but when the landowners were in here last, they say that they have had a survey and show that they actually own to the center of the road on at the assessor's office. So I'm assuming if they show that the county does not own it or has maintained it in the last 50 plus years.
Well, and certainly it wasn't our intent to upset anybody with our approach to the county last time and just asking the question, because that's really what we wanted to do, was to begin the conversation about what the status of the roadway was. Mm-hmm. And then, depending on what that answer was, that helps us make decisions going forward as well. In terms of a dollar figure, I guess that's something until it is known for certain whether it was something that's a viable option, we could certainly develop a cost, but we kind of wanted to wait to see where this discussion goes today. And I heard I heard the property, the adjoiners out there too, that there was an easement, and there was some record of an easement out there. It wasn't clear, but I certainly, even if there was county road right-of-way, I could still grant an easement to my, because generally the county road right-of-way then is easement, because then if it gets abandoned, it reverts back to the adjoiners. So that an easement could exist on the top of a potential county road right-of-way wouldn't be unusual, but I guess that's, to us, if there is not county road right-of-way, then would the county be interested in opening that road again? And then that would be question number one, because number two then it hits to your question, Scott, was then what does that cost look like? And I guess that's what we want to gather then and say, if we had to go in and acquire the right-of-way, and if we had to build it, what does that look like then?
What is your other options besides 190th? Do you guys even have another option, or is it just kind of, you're waiting to see what where this goes before you? I would think you'd have more than one option on the table, I would think.
Our best option is 190th
right.
Street, but
yep.
Other options that we've discussed would be maybe a road along the river there. There are challenges to that as well. And then as we're going a mile south at that location, we are extending water and sewer lines down there, so looking at a road on top of that easement as well. So those are our options as far as an access road to that site.
And this is probably going to be the most cost-effective way.
Right, and we are hoping that by going a mile south of this location, that we'd be allowing for future growth in Dakota City and could look at potentially housing development in that area at some point as well. So that's why we're looking at this present site as our best option, because as far as the future of Dakota City is concerned, that really is our best option.
We were talking about this prior, Rick and I, and Tony and Alyssa a little bit, but C Avenue over here, you know, that runs from Dakota City, with the lagoons being so close, you probably can't have a water treatment facility that close to.
Yeah, there are going to be separation requirements from an existing facility, and that was one of them that we had potentially talked about. The structure of Dakota City right now, though, is where the location of the
south
existing
of
plant is, everything gravity flows to that.
Yeah.
And so the plant that we are proposing now would be continue on with gravity flow. We wouldn't have to have any upgrades to lift stations. Anything else we would do, we'd have to pump it someplace.
I understand.
You know, we talked, you know, at one time when South Sioux was exploring that option, that was kind of, you know, if that they would have moved forward with that plant, that potentially could have been an option. Now, with Big Ox coming in as a pretreatment facility, the type of waste stream that they're looking to handle, though, there is heavy industrial. So what you largely get from Dakota City is mostly residential. They have very little industrial waste. So that would be a different type of waste stream, and they're trying to use that waste stream to be able to produce gas then. So,
I think the statement that you make is that we're not here to offend anybody. No, you're not offended by any means. I think we are here to help you guys out, and this is our best interest. I mean, we wouldn't like to see Dakota City grow up, but at the same time, I think we need to look sources and ways to get the less money spent for the county, because, you know, you're being approached by other entities that they want money. So I will suggest that you look for options, you know, like Commissioner Scott mentioned at C Avenue, you know, because we have possibility the separation of the water treatment versus the sewage. I mean, it can be done. I mean, is that a process, or what does it take to have a water treatment in the sewage, not close to it, but can it be separated? Is that a process that needs to be done?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Well, the C Avenue, if there is any potentials of doing...
Well, on C Avenue, you have the Tyson has their facility
right
there, and that's held by them. And I would imagine any room that they have around that facility would be retained for their own expansion needs.
So there's not an option.
Okay, so my question is, this, the first question before we even move 190, is that a road that we can even reopen up?
Right.
Does anybody have that answer?
Very well.
I know that Tim Lamprecht did some research, too, and in his emails there was a big question mark at the end of it whether it was even a dedicated road at any point. is kind of a question there that was back in the 1840s or something like that. But
I dug out an atlas that was my grandfather's 1925 yesterday. And it's a very detailed atlas of Dakota County. And it shows some kind of a road up to the high bank where the bank starts dropping off. You don't know if it's county or just a private road or whatever, but you know that river flooded every year until it was channelized in the early 50s. So I doubt there was ever a county road below the high bank, and that goes, 1,000 foot from Highway 77 east, roughly. And then it drops off. Until 52, there couldn't have possibly been any kind of a county road
beyond
past that point. Even if it was county, it would have been just at the higher elevations. You know, the old river channel followed that until channelization in 52.
I found, around the time of the, I don't know if it was 47 to 52 in there, with the property owners, because there was all accretion land beyond the high bank, they contracted John Loros, who was a surveyor back in the day, and he extended the property lines all the way east to the river.
Right.
And in one of the attachments of one of the legal descriptions, the attachment is probably a map similar to what you're talking about, where it does show that there was a road. It ran between Section 17 and Section 20, and actually, on that map, Section 16 and Section 21 were essentially accretion lands and really didn't show up on the map even.
Right.
So at one point it appears. I can give you the book and page of when the road number 57 would have been opened up back in the county records back in 1880s roughly. I can give you the book and page reference of that. So Tim said that, I'm not saying.
Well, yeah, it was just, he had a question mark in there, you know. Yeah.
I just happened to go into a book one day, and sometimes you stumble upon stuff, and then sometimes you wish you wouldn't stumble upon stuff.
Yeah.
Sure. So, any more questions for any thoughts?
Well, if and when you develop this area, you know, your rivers are your biggest asset to your development, I think, and you're building homes or whatever. Or even industry, but eventually you'll probably have to have a road on the river anyway, won't you, if you develop that?
And that's really, ideally, we've done some development concepts because we wanted to go to Mr. Anderson and not, first of all, we don't want to come in there and say, hey, let's just run something through here without putting some forethought into it and kind of looking at it from the development potential. Obviously, it wouldn't be ideal to run a road right along the river now because you destroy.
You want a setback.
So we had talked about running kind of, you know, if you could develop, and this isn't the city's objective right now, but just long term to plan ahead a little bit, put some deeper lots along the river, then probably have a smaller right-of-way interior road, so you would have a secondary access, and then where we're proposing to put the sewer and the water then would be more along a long-term arterial or collector street, would carry a lot more traffic that way, so it'd be, we're looking at about 590 feet between the high bank of the river where it sits right now. Not the old high bank, the current high bank,
okay.
And where the road would potentially run. So we just kind of parallel that bank about 590 feet over.
All right.
So.
Anything?
I can't exactly hear everything you said. Is this facility landlocked here? Does the city own property all the way to where this facility is going to go?
The city is in discussions to do the acquisitions for where the wastewater treatment facility would sit and where to have an easement anyway, mm-hmm. where the infrastructure would go that would connect the existing plant to the new plant.
So there has been talk of just having an easement to that. I mean, if there was an easement on 190th right now for property, say, clear to the river, could you use that easement for your facility? Go through the landowners and have the city just do an easement that way?
I guess that's an option then. If we didn't, you know, if we're not looking at we had to maintain it to a county standard or anything like that, you know, maybe that would be an option.
And that way you wouldn't have to acquire 66-footer right away.
Right.
You would
the biggest thing, Fred, is for the construction process, we would probably have some significant equipment in there to be able to move equipment and materials in there during the construction process and cranes or whatever.
Updates on the easement going back there with that as much traffic as you would probably bring.
Right. And then the reality is that that area, there would probably be daily monitoring by the city because they would need to have access to that facility as well to maintain it. They have to pull tests. And,
at least with the easement, with the city easement, you could control traffic to that.
Certainly.
You know, because some of the landowners, some of their questions were, is the traffic down there could be a gated
County would have no control over that. No,
yeah, it wouldn't be a public road that way, you know. So once the county's involved, it's a public road. Yeah. They have public access to it, easier for law enforcement and everything. It was just done as an easement. I don't know if anyone's looked at it. I know one of the landowners said there was part of an easement already going to that. I mean, if that... That's a possibility.
So that's why Fred just paid the big bucks, okay?
That's an option.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Options and numbers.
I mean, that's brainstorming, I guess, is what it's all about and trying to figure it out. But
any more questions for Jerry? I will think, Jerry, that we need to have more options on this project. If you come up with any different ideas or different locations, options that you might have, numbers, you know, I mean, numbers is very important to us. I mean, I know it's not really easy to come with the exact numbers, but I mean, close to that, this you can and see how much the economy needs to come out with. So, anything else?
I don't think so. I think maybe you can look at Fred's option right there, right?
Yeah.
See where that takes us.
We'll go from there and see.
We'll keep working with you. You know, like I said, the question I have is, is it like just like what Bill said back? I wish McNair would show up here. Maybe he could be able to shed a little light back in the 20s when he was in high school. He probably stopped that road a few times and had a few Goldies probably.
Hopefully he'll be here next week. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Lisa. And any more thoughts, any questions, just give us a call or get a hold of John and see what we come out with.
Very good.
But we're here to help you out, like you said.
Yep.
You know, it's a great project, but we need to make sure that it's one that works for all of us.
Okay. Right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alyssa.
Let's move on to new business. Andy, item A, Andy Thornley, DA Division, requesting board approval resolution 15C-036. Approving, adopting, ratifying, and affirming the execution of performance of the lease purchase agreement with NAO Leasing Corporation for acquisition of the 2015 Bobcat compact track loader and 2014 XL detachable hydraulic trailer.
So Andy's not here, obviously, right? And, we need to get him on the phone, or? No, we can just approve.
We can approve. I mean, I don't see why not.
Okay.
It's up to you guys. But I don't see why not. We can approve. Is that okay? Do you think?
Yeah,
I'll make a motion that we approve the purchase of the Bobcat loader and the detachable hydraulic trailer and do it through D.A. Davison.
Okay. I'll second it, Tony, for the
motion
C,
to
15C
approve the resolution 15C-036. Motion by Busquet and seconded by Commissioner Law. Call roll, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Motion carried. Now move on to miscellaneous item A, Fred Keller, Highway Superintendent, road report. Ready.
September 13th through the 26th, 270 hours of total road maintenance, 27.5 hours of tree and debris removal, 22 hours of bridge maintenance, gravel haul, 1,300 and some odd tons of gravel, sign repair, 7 hours, 8 signs, barricading, 10 hours, 10 barricades. Road concerns, 4. Grading and graveling, 200th Street. Grading and graveling, 220th Street. Grading Knox Boulevard and West Sarpy. There's probably a few on there, road concerns that I've been passed on to me and didn't make it into Jolene's book.
Are we going to probably mow one more time before we turn that machine back in?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And you probably want to wait maybe a couple more weeks, probably?
Yes. Mid-October?
Yeah, probably.
We usually let it go back the first November, unless we're still using it.
And our sign program that we've made some modifications is working well.
Yeah, it's going in the right direction. It's not got the full attention it has in this winter.
It will.
Yes.
Yeah.
The one with the red hat.
Have you advertised or rebid the Kennesaw Road project?
No.
Yep.
I have not.
Okay. That'll be done this fall yet.
I waited to hear back from our engineer on that project, and I have not heard from him.
Okay.
Do you got to bid it for another 2 weeks, so will it be 6 weeks out yet?
He said something about negotiate with the bidders that we already had. That's what I was waiting to see what the state statute read. We just want to throw them all out and start over, or if we want to stay with the two bidders or one bidder, whatever is possible. And I haven't heard back from him. I contacted him this morning. Your other concern about striping, Scott, I talked to him today. That's going to happen this week.
Good.
And I also talked to you about striping also in your area. That'll happen.
Good. Thanks.
Any more questions for Fred?
As long as the weather holds out, right? It's supposed to rain a little bit this week.
Yeah, we just had probably a couple tents in Hubbard right before I came down to meet.
Really?
Well, it is what it is, and it'll happen when it happens, but I just know that.
Thank you, Fred.
You got
your report.
Thank you, Fred.
Item B on their miscellaneous. Ernie Millick, Lennon and Sony directed to update the board regarding upcoming October 20th public hearing to incorporate some of the livestock friendly county regulations into the Dakota County regulations. Ernie?
Yes, we had engineering firm, I don't know where they're out, but they contacted us about bringing in a dairy calf facility. And our regulations don't, as far as in the regulations about animal units, doesn't address dairy calves. We've got dairy cows and horses and swine and chickens and pigs and everything else, but we don't have anything about dairy calves. We're in the, where you have adopted Dakota County as a livestock-friendly county. In their regulations, they do have pretty well similar to ours, but then they do have some wording in there that states that for immature dairy cattle or species not listed, the number of animal units shall be calculated as the average weight of animal divided by 1,000, multiplied by the number of animals, which if you have 200-pound calves, it's going to take 5 calves to make an animal unit. So that's what the engineer was worried about. That's going to say how far he can be from the resident stuff as far as the number of animal units. And so I guess that's the Planning Commission. What they want to do is just adopt that wording that I just said, put it in our regulations. Or as far as the livestock friendly regulations, is that something that the whole thing should be put in our zoning regulations, or what is your feelings on that as far as?
That's a good question.
I guess I'd have to look over all the regs and see what they've got, but I imagine that the other counties have adopted them. We could check with some of those too and see what they did. So,
but for right now, they seem to be kind of, the engineer seems to be kind of, after I talked to you guys tonight, I got a call him tomorrow and let him know what the feelings are. I don't think, like, we add that to our regulations. I don't think there should be a problem. I wouldn't think you guys would have any problems adding that to our regulation. And so I got to let him know, see what.
Well, I wouldn't think there would be any problem with, you know, adding those units on the calves so that someone could come over here and raise calves, because
they're just going to, what they're going to do, newborn calves, and raise them up to 90 pounds, and they're going, or 200 pounds, and then they're going to go elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
but maybe while you're doing this, you look at all regulations on all animals. Maybe it all needs to be changed.
Well, our animals, and we're pretty well in line with, like I say, we've got animal units for our states for animal units, shall mean one slaughter feeder cow, a half a horse, 0.7 of a mature dairy cow, 2.5 swine weighing 50 pounds or more, 25 weaned pigs weighing less than 55 pounds, 10 sheep, 100 chickens, 50 turkeys, or 50 ducks. That's what maintains animal unit, and that's pretty well similar with what the livestock friendly regulations
okay.
have. So the only thing we'd be changing is more or less is the dairy calves.
The dairy cow.
Right. So they can go ahead and get started on there. It's going to be on our agenda to go ahead and add it to our public hearing, add it to our regulations. Our next meeting, our October meeting. So we'll then it'll become for there. Whether or not, didn't sound like they wanted to wait that long. They want just as quick as I talked to the planning commission and you guys to make sure it looks like it could fly, that they wanted to get started engineering on it and stuff. They wouldn't tell me where it was or anything. It's just something that. And maybe once he finds out, maybe then I'll find out where we're talking about. If it was somewhere close where the dairy that's supposed to be coming in, that may make it in sometime, maybe next spring, might sound, but mm-hmm. they ain't going to worry about this year. So
yeah.
Maybe milk prices come up. Though.
Yeah, they come up. They're not talking it.
No.
But I don't think there would be any problem from the board, I don't think.
No.
I mean, so...
That's just kind of what I need to find out.
When it gets to the point of them building anyway, you'll still have to prove their location.
Oh, yeah, they'll have to apply for a conditional
yeah.
use permit, and that'll
so
be
you still have a little control over
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I think we need to go along with the livestock friendly county.
Yeah, that's what. That's
yeah.
What,
oh, yeah.
We need
that's what I figured. That's what I thought.
Good.
Put that last sentence there, wording in ours, so we've got that in our regulations. So they
yeah. So whenever they come to you, you know, you can come to us after that, you know, and then
right.
better, but we.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see no problems with that.
What are we, 23rd County?
23rd. Yeah.
Well, I think there's two or three more that are about ready to.
Are they?
Right.
Are they?
Yeah.
And those guidelines per animal unit are set up by the Department of Agriculture, so you know if they've done their homework.
Yeah, I'm sure they have, man.
Okay.
Good.
Any more questions for Arnie?
I don't
okay.
have any.
Arnie, thank you very much.
Arnie. Thanks, Arnie.
Thank you. Okay.
Hey, keep up the good work out there in North Jackson, too. Those people are needy out there, all right?
Okay.
All right, good job.
Miscellaneous item C, board to accept and notarize inventory statement of county personal property from each office for fiscal year 2013-2014 and certify for filing and inventories of the county clerk office 23-347.
2014-15. The agenda was revised, but you're not looking at a revised agenda.
Oh,
so
okay.
Is there a deadline that we have to have the inventories done by?
August 31 was the deadline for the department heads to have them.
August 30.
That was for the department heads to
have them to us.
I think we're still missing LEC.
I had to be done. Are you still waiting for the LEC?
Yeah.
Bring
it with you. Once we in there in the morning and grab it, it'll be here for the 31st.
Of August.
Next year.
That's done.
We've went through, and they're all accountable, but the LEC. And if you say that's done,
I know it's done. Right? I didn't hear.
Everything balances in there so far. So
we need a motion to approve that. Just that if he's got his done and bring them over. I mean, because that's what we need.
Does hear anything? I know you and I are going to go out.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the inventories for 2014-2015.
Second. Move and second to approve the inventory for 2014-15. Second by Bill Rohde. Call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. Motion carry. Commissioners committee report.
Okay, I went out and I met with Cargill over the noise issue, and the CJ, that's the manager out there, visited with him, and he said that he's put in a request to his corporate office to put mufflers on those fans, and it's just a matter of them giving him approval to do the purchasing for the mufflers. Mm-hmm. And he said that they're going to try to get that taken care of. And they've done some new dust control out there, and they're trying to get that controlled. And he said that he's taken, like when he goes to load his dryer, he's making sure that there's a south wind so that it don't blow onto those people. Trying to do things like that. He's trying to be neighborly.
So he's trying to alleviate that problem, right?
Right. But he said, you know, he can't control it all.
Right.
You know, when the trucks come in there and harvest starts, he said it's going to, there's, you know.
So the community out there knows anything? I mean,
I've had a few phone calls from some people out there in that area, and I've told them that what's going on, and they were glad to hear that we had went over and visited with them and that they are working to get these mufflers. So.
Good job, Drake. Good. Thank you. Thank you. Anything else in commission and committee reports? Okay, but it's any mail and emergency business. No, I don't have anything. It's any public comments. Anybody from the public wants to make any comments on anything? 30 seconds.
Come on, Larry, get up here. Get up here. I know you have something to say.
No, I'm just curious as to the emergency route for those beach and where it's at.
Still working on it. Haven't heard anything back from the railroad. And our contact down in Texas hasn't been feeling well, but he made contacts with this Miss Julie Bentley. And it's a slow deal.
Are you willing to offer something, Larry? Or?
Well, I did offer right away to the West, but who refused?
Who refused what now? I'm sorry?
I said I did offer right away.
Oh.
Going to the west through my property, but it refused. He was out of the way.
I guess I didn't know.
Who refused it a year ago? Huh?
A year ago.
It never hit the commissioner's room here.
Fred knows about it. I told Fred.
Through the west, far south part of your property or where?
Like north of Jenkins and then heading back towards your building?
Right.
Yeah. I that's the first I've ever heard of this.
Yeah.
So we, Fred and I talked about it a year ago. And yes. He said they refused it.
Huh. Now, we had talked about going on that line, but we didn't know if it would be all right with you and Cargill. And
well, it was all right. I won't be on Cargill, but I have nothing to do with Cargill.
Because it's Cargill... Jenkins, and then farther to the west is you.
I have a private guy, a 40-foot right of way through there. It's not a 66-foot right of way, but it's 50, maybe 50.
It's a road. It could be a road.
Yeah, I built the road.
And where would that come out at? That would come out right at.
Going out to the west side of the pasture, turn north approximately 700 feet, and then west up.
Hey, I put this map up here. Open this up real quick, Fred. I want him to point this out here. There's a map inside here, and I knew it would come in handy someday.
You'd have to deal with it.
Couldn't wait.
I couldn't wait. I put that. What do you think of that there? Joan and I hung that. Pretty awesome. We don't have a pointer. You need to get your pencil out.
The guy would have to deal with Bob Hood. Because you'd wind up more on his property. 2064. Right, you'd come right on through.
find F Avenue and go up there. That's where you'll come out on.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yes.
Move the chair. Chair.
Yeah, goes into.
164th.
Goes into Cargill.
Mm-hmm. No, that goes by Mark's place. That goes up to Mark's
place. Oh, okay.
Place.
Well,
there's Mark's right there.
On the Magnolia E right here.
Yeah.
I have this road to go over here a bit, and this pasture a bit. And then I have to go up. You have to go up through the woods here. I have to deal with that. And then I have to go out to 160 and lower. If the train would be here and here, they go out through mine, through Hoods, and then back to the ONF. Or if the train was here and here on E and F, then it has to go straight out to 110. But
on 160th Street.
That'd come out right by March, right?
Mm-hmm.
160th and only at 110.
So, okay, so whose land would we have to deal with? We had to deal with your land and Hood?
Mine and Hood.
How much of Hood's is there?
It might be a quarter mile.
There's probably no road there, is there?
There's no road there. No.
There's a field. But sandy, it'd be easy to make a road. And if you're not building a superhighway, what does it matter? I mean, if this is an emergency route,
or right.
A 40-foot right-of-way, it'd be widened up.
Okay, but with that said, with emergency route, would it have to become a county road?
No, there is one already that the county maintains along the railroad right away for a bridge that cannot take care of emergency vehicles.
Oh, the Jackson one there?
The Jackson one. Me and Rick just looked at it, and it is marked as emergency vehicles only. And that's how you would signage. That would come down to law enforcement if they caught anyone driving on it when there wasn't a train blockage.
So have you talked to Hood then, Larry, at all?
No, I mean, it's not my duty.
I just didn't know if it was.
No, you just have to talk to Hood. He might be in favor of maybe have a road go down to the east line. I don't know. I mean, I have no idea.
We've never been approached on doing that, but we need to look at it.
Yeah.
The railroad will give us easements to go along the railroad track, but the problem we have is getting crossings from the railroad because railroad doesn't want any more crossings. And then down on 77, they just won't let us jut out onto the highway.
Have to go back to the north and
right.
Then kind of cross. It'd be expensive. Okay, so maybe. So you'd want to sell the right-of-way to some county to go down through there?
Well, after I built the road and rocked the road, I mean, you know, get across the county.
The road is there already.
I built the road for the most part, not all. It's got road all but 200 feet, 250 maybe. But I couldn't give the road to it's private property, and I don't feel I should give anybody anything because it cost the county a year ago near $200,000 to reconstruct less road than I built. So, in my mind, the road that's there today is on commercial property, and it's got future potential. But what I was told before, people didn't want to go that way, it's out of the way. Well, in emergency, I guess I would go that way, you know. And one thing about it, if it's kind of out of the way, so it won't be like for emergencies, you know. I mean,
it's better than nothing. I mean, if they got to go out to the, you know, if they got to go back out to 110 and then jump back around, or if they want to go to that. Whatever that 164th is, and then cut back across if they're able to with the train. I don't know. I guess give them something that would be the most cost effective. But you'd have to kind of figure out. We have to talk to Hood, maybe talk to and see what your dollar amount is. Do you remember Sylvia Dickus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, she was the old lady that
yeah, remember.
You know, she used to tell me all the time. You know, it ain't how many times you go to church. It's what you do for people that gets you the ticket. I want you to remember that too.
Well,
I think Larry just brought up a good subject, and we need to follow up, you know, and see what we can do and talk to Hud.
Fred, you want to research it with Larry?
Yeah,
more?
Sure. Kind of, yeah.
But I'd like to get involved too.
And if we have to buy some easement, you know.
I guess you best talk to Hood.
Right. Because you could be a dead horse without him.
Right. That'd be your first step.
Is he a local resident?
No, he's not.
Well, he's here a lot of the time.
His kid's around here, though, right?
His kid lives there.
Yeah, Troy.
Troy?
Yeah.
He was here only 2 weeks ago.
Why don't you follow up, Fred, and do some research?
Yeah.
Let us know what you're going on.
As far as going through to the north, that's in the development stage, and I can't tell what's going to happen there. So I doubt that anything ever happened north of Woodline. At one time, Wood would sell more on that ground, but he wanted 5,000 acres. That's been 10 years, 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So now it should be about 2,500 the way land value is.
Okay, well,
all right.
That's a good.
Because, I mean, I'll be about 25,000 acres. You didn't know what we pay, I will pay. You know, they pay $25 over there for ground that's worth 12 to 15, and then we pay hundreds for ground that's worth 4.
Thanks for that option.
Larry, that's a good point. And, yeah, and Fred will do some research.
Not really wild about it, but I mean,
yeah, no, that's a great point. Yeah, thank you, Larry. Exactly. Well, we need to follow up. Anybody else from the public? Charlie, yes, I want you to say something. You've been so quiet.
Well, I just wanted to come down. I see you're not going to vote on that project today, but
right.
My problem is with the projects we got in the county.
You're talking about the South Sioux, right?
Yeah, the South Sioux project.
Right.
And out where I'm in, we've got problems out there. We can't cross with equipment and everything else. We've got to go way out of the way. To get any improvements, I've always been told we don't have any money. So I would like to have an answer is where will you come up with this million, what is it, million two for this project in South Sioux if you don't have any money? I have had nobody explain to me about this. The money's got to come from someplace. But we can't get money out there to, as far as I'm concerned, a couple hundred, $250,000, maybe $300,000 deal. But they come up with $1.2 million down here, and the county won't get any benefit out of it that I see. They said it would take up to 15 years before there'd be any return on that money on principal or interest, maybe. So I guess that's what I'm here for, is to find out what...
It's a great concern.
Where the money is going to come from.
That's why one reason we didn't vote today is particular, because the other commission was not present here, and we just find some issues that we need to look into it, and we want to continue look forward, and we don't know at this point what's going to happen. That's all I can tell you.
But how can the county do something like that if there's not going to be, as I see it, now that's, if I can have somebody explain it to me, but as I see it, it's not going to benefit the county one red cent. There's no,
the only
there's
way,
no money other than laying it out, see, and that's where I have a problem.
Charlie, the only way the county, eventually we will benefit from it.
Eventually, that word, but what does that mean?
Well, the same thing we've been discussing here. So it's going to take a lot of years for us to realize anything, because the city's going to do TIFs, and we found out through some information today that we didn't know, you know. Yeah, we're not all on board either.
So if it's going to be something like that, I don't see why the county wants to get involved.
We could do the $1.2 million, and eventually we'd get our money back through... kind of a delayed assessment with where anybody, the contractors that go to buy purchase area out there to develop along those streets that we're going to be involved in, we will get our money back so much per foot eventually, but it's going to take a lot of years for it to pay back. But then you're going to get more businesses coming in, and hopefully you get more tax revenue. And
by that time, it'll all get annexed into and they'll have the whole thing anyway.
We'll all be dead.
I would just say be here on the 12th to be continued, Charlie, as if it was.
Yeah,
that's what I would
say. Yeah, next month.
We all have a lot of questions. You guys listen to me anyway. I've been wanting to talk to all you guys at one time.
And we all have questions yet, too.
Okay.
Well, I mean, every week goes by, every 2 weeks. I mean, there's no hurry. We don't need to act on this today or two weeks from now, but we need to make this someday. It needs to be an informed decision.
You have the county that operates on 4% of all your tax dollars. Correct, Scott?
Yeah.
What's that? I'm sorry?
4% of the tax dollars that come in. We like people to come to the meetings and voice their opinions on how we're spending that money. But yet, your schools get the other 85 to 90%.
Depending upon where you're at.
And nobody goes to those meetings to voice their opinion when they got a 11 or 12 or $13 million reserve. You know, and they set their own levies. That's where your tax dollars are going, is the school districts. And I'm pro-education because I feel that, you know, if more educated people, less crime you're going to have and that type of thing. But, you know, how many computers can you buy every kid? I just talked to a person here the other day that is from Wichita School Districts, and they did a study, and they found out that we're educating people right, but we're not educating people to do the skills of the guys that run the excavators, the guys that run the dozers, and things like that. So they're having a problem down there with that. But.
With our financial situation, I'll get out of here in a second. With our financial situation in the county, though, why do you want to get involved in a project that's going to take years down the road to get any, to even get any of the principal back? See, that's what I'm getting at. There's no chance in heck that we're going to get a tax, any tax relief out there from a project like that. Maybe it'll be an increase, if anything, as I see. And we're paying through the nose now, as you well know.
Yeah. One thing, Charlie, that you got to understand there is there's people like yourself, you know, that I've been receiving phone calls, and so is the rest of the commissioners. But there's another people, you know, they're really go for, you know, they really want for, because they believe in growth. And, you know, it's going to be business, it's going to be housing, and like you said, and the commissioner saying, we're not going to see any dollar amount to the county tomorrow or the next day, but when we, myself and yourself and McNear, are going to be way down under the ground, there will be money coming in, you know, but we probably don't see it. But anyway, board is not really sure what's going to happen. You know, I just want to tell you that.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you very much. Thank you.
See you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
The 12th.
Anybody else from the public?
I'll be gone that day.
Okay. Come on.
I'm wondering if we could change Scott's name tag to Sunshine if he's going to wear those bright yellow shirts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think.
Good coming. Any more coming?
Jeff, you'll never be as good as me, pal.
I know.
With that, meeting adjourned. The next